A little bit late, I want to share my New Year's resolution for 2023 with you today.
尽管有点晚了，我还是想和大家分享一下我2023年的这个新年的愿望。
Now I know probably all of you that are going to have a resolution for the new year already have one or more.
我也知道你们所有人当中可能都会有新年的这个愿望，你们可能有一个或者是多个。
I'm going to share mine with you today just for you to think about. It's not a new thinking, in fact, it's all through the Bible, but maybe just a little different way of looking at it.
我今天要想跟大家分享的是我的这个新年的愿望，很多其实就是从圣经来的，只是从不同的角度去看着它。
You know, it's not up to teachers of the Bible, specifically the gospel, to come up with new and novel teachings.
这不是由那些教圣经的老师，或者是特别是教福音的老师提出来的一些新的教义。
The calling of pastors is to be trustworthy in guarding the truth, reminding others of the never-changing God. In doing that, they pass on the teachings of the apostles.
牧师们常常呼召他们的呼召是值得信赖的，因为他们在捍卫真理并提醒人们这一永恒的上帝他们通过这一个过程呢，将使徒的教义传递下去。
However, all the apostles and even Jesus talked about new ways of understanding the gospel.
那所有的使徒甚至就是耶稣他们都谈到了这个理解福音的新的方法。
Whether it was Jesus with the parables or Paul teaching Christians to think of it as an athlete running a race.
无论是耶稣用比喻来理解福音，还是使徒保罗他在教导基督徒的时候，他将基督徒视为在这个在参加比赛的这个运动员。
So let me tell you where my recent thinking of today's message came from. But first, let's pray together.
今天我想跟大家分享的是，就是最近几天我在准备今天所讲的信息的时候，我的一些想法是怎么来的首先呢，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for what you give each of us each day, and I thank you for what you've given me recently in this message, and I pray that you'll help me pass it on to these dear brothers and sisters in a way that speaks to their hearts. And I just thank you that you're with us, and you're the one through your Holy Spirit that really speaks to us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. In a Sunday school class I was leading last Sunday, the topic of glorifying Jesus came up, and somebody asked, what does that look like?
在上周日的主日学我所带的主日学的过程里面有一个话题出现了，就是荣耀耶稣。有的人就问我，那这看起来像什么呢？
So I commented quickly, it doesn't have to look like anything or have to be something you do.
那我很快回答，就是它不一定像某一个具体的事物，也不一定就是像你所做的某一件事情。
It's really something that comes from the heart, more than saying or demonstrating it.
它其实是一种就是发自你内心的东西，而不是就是要通过说出来或者是展现出来的一种东西。
Now after that, I started thinking to myself, that's quite true, but do I always feel that way?
从那以后呢，我就开始觉得对这一问题的思考不但是千真万确的，而且是我总有这种感觉。
The Bible says, out of the heart we speak, good or bad, so it really is a heart matter first, more than what I say.
那圣经里是说，就是我们无论是说好话，或者是说不好听的话，都是其实出于你的内心。所以这些都是有关你内心的问题
Now a few days after that Sunday school class, I heard someone on the radio talking about Jonathan Edwards, who was a famous pastor in early America.
那在主日学结束主日学课程结束后的几天呢，我在 电台里就听到有人在谈论Jocelyn Edwards， 他是美国早期一个著名的牧师。
They shared that he had 70 resolutions in his life, New Year's resolutions, and all of them were based on glorifying Christ or Christ glorifying.
他们分享了他一生中啊，好像是立下了就是70个这样的新年的愿望。所有的这些愿望啊，不是新年的愿望，70个愿望，这是他们所有的这些愿望都是基于在荣耀基督荣耀啊。
At this point, I had not made a New Year's resolution, but it was starting to formulate.
那在这个时候呢，我其实还没有我的一个新年的愿望，但是呢，现在开始已经有点成型了，就是。
Now this may be fresh to some of you younger students, here, since it may be something, past for us older ones that haven't studied English for a while.
那这对在这里的一些年轻的学生来说可能有点新鲜，因为对那些年长的学生来说，学习英语可能已经过去了一段时间。
As you know, a couple parts of the English language are nouns and adjectives that modify nouns.
你可能知道，就是在英语里面有几个关键的部分，就是名词啊，还是修饰这些名词的一些形容词。
Now these young people that have recently studied English can tell you that studying can be a verb, I am studying, or a noun. Studying is my favorite pastime, right?
那在座的就是年轻的学生们啊，可以告诉你们哦 ，studying 呢，它可以是一个动词啊，例如我们在学习，它也是一个名词啊，例如学习是我最快乐的时光。
Okay, this is not an English lesson, it's not really my key point. But I can say what a difference a few changes in grammar can make, even on our thinking.
这不是我今天要教的英语，但是就是说我要表达的是，即使在语法上面有一点点变化呀，在我的这个思维里面也是很大的差异的。
So changing glorifying Jesus, which is a verb to do, into Jesus glorifying, used as an adjective with the things I do and have.
把那 glorifying Jesus 啊，荣耀耶稣，它是一个动词。如果我们把它修改一下哦，变成 Jesus glorifying 啊，用作形容词的话，它可以用我们所做的或者所引诱的一起使用啊。其实这个就是这主语的变化的话，是我们所做的事情，也是我们可以应有的东西，两者都是名词。
So as you're thinking about that, I'm going to share 8 points with you that all come from Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. So let's read that together.
接下来呢，我要跟大家分享就是出自诗篇23章。一到六节总共有他说有八个要点先让我们一起来读一下。
The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows, he leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength, he guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid.For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
能不能让我们大家一起的朗读一下这六节经文？耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖 你的肝都安慰我，在我敌人面前你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我福杯满溢，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着你，而且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So before I go into the 8 points of Psalm 23, let's look at Psalm 23:1 as a covering for all these points.
那在我分享诗篇啊第二十三章啊这个八个要点之前呢，我想先看一下诗篇的这个二十三章的第一句话，就是第一节啊，这是啊这句话概括了我所要讲的。
The Lord is my shepherd; I have all that I need. So the following five verses fall under this verse. They cannot be looked at separate from it.
诗篇二十三章的一节，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。这一句呢，其实概括了以下五节经文，还应该一起来看。
So you can find a very similar verse in the New Testament, 2 Peter 1:3.
你可以在新约圣经里面找到这样的类似的经文。我把这个新约圣经呢，彼得后书啊一章第三节，神的。
By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the One who called us to Himself.By means of His marvelous glory and excellence.
我还是补充一下啊，彼得后书第一章第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命的和前啊近前的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。然后 Pastor Mark 讲的就是，这谈到了耶稣给我们近前生活的神圣能力，然后将。来自他的奇妙荣耀和诸热的一切不断地表现出来。
Now this verse speaks of the divine power of Jesus given to us for a godly life. Continues to say that comes from His marvelous glory and excellence.
我刚才已经翻译出这，那就是，这句话就是谈论耶稣赐给我们近前生活的神圣能力，然后将他来自他奇妙荣耀和诸热的一切不断地表达。
Personally, I love the idea of the Lord as my shepherd. And actually, Peter, even though an apostle, referred to himself as a shepherd under the great shepherd, Jesus.
那就我个人而言，我喜欢这样一样的观点，就是耶和华是我的牧者。事实上呢，彼得他只是个使徒，但有时候他称自己为大牧者，但是这个大牧者也只是耶稣手下的一个牧者而已。
So number one, let's look at my rest in verse 2 in green meadows. This speaks of my rest.
我们接下来看一下就是诗篇的第二十三章第二节，就是他使我躺卧在青草地上领我在可安歇的水边。
Often we think of this verse, and we may see ourselves in a comfortable hammock, out in a beautiful green meadow, with flowers.
通常呢，当我们读到这一节经文的时候，我们可能会想象这样一幅画面哦，你躺在一个舒适的吊床上啊，周围长满了鲜花呀，以及这个绿色的草坪呢。
But when the Bible speaks about resting as in the Lord, it's more about waiting until He moves on something with no anxiety.
那当圣经在谈论安息的时候其实就是在讲的是在主里面更多的时候是等着主毫无顾虑的做某些事情。
So another verse from Psalm 46:10 says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted or glorified in the earth.
诗篇的四十六章的十节你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
One day that will be throughout the world, so why not start it today in everything we do or have?
总有一天呢，这将遍及全世界，因为为什么我们不从今天开始， 我们应有的或者是所做的一切事上开始。
So this type of resting, it's not idle resting, but it's moving forward into what God has planned for us as we can best determine.
那这种安息呢，不是无所事事的安息，而是按照你最好的方式啊，为今日神所计划的一切努力。
Really, the person that is entered into God's rest is operating out of dependence upon God's work.
其实啊，今日神安息的人呢，是靠着神在做工。
That's why Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden with burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
这就是耶稣在马太福音11:28-29所表述的，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。
So you would probably know that a yoke is actually something that's made for work. But mankind was made to work out of rest, not out of tension or anxiety or pressure.
你可能知道那个轭啊，它本来是用来是给我们呢人类来做工的，就是说让我们能够让我们免受啊紧张啊，然后焦虑啊以及各样的重担。
So work is good. Rather to rest securely on what Christ has done and still doing in your life.
要牢牢地安息在基督啊已经做过的或者人在做的事情上。
So, I can easily say I have Jesus glorifying rest. And that leads me to the next thing I have, which comes from the Great Shepherd.
因此呢，就是我可以很容易的说啊，就是啊，我有来自啊耶稣荣耀的安息啊，这让我就想到啊，我接下来就传达的下一个要点，它也是来自这个大牧者。
So number two is my peace of mind. Verse two says, "He leads me beside peaceful streams."
第二点就是我内心的平静啊，在诗篇的23:2，他是这么说的。他领我在平静的溪水旁。
If you've heard me before, you know that Isaiah 26:3, one of my favorite verses. And it says, "You will keep me in perfect peace, or you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you."
那在以赛亚书26:3，这里部分表达了我要讲的。他是这么说的呢，坚定地依靠你，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
So my thought is, or my part is thoughts fixed on him. And in John 14:27 says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid."
约翰福音呢14:27，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。这一句话呢，就给了我，就是让我不要害怕。
So that gives us the results of having peace and not being afraid.
这句话就给我们分享了就对平安的这种想法。
I know I shared with this with you recently, just before Christmas. Nothing's changed other than perhaps thinking about it in terms of Jesus glorifying peace of mind.
Okay. 我曾经在圣诞节期间就是分享过这样的事情，就是说其实呢，就是我们可以把它当作荣耀耶稣啊，那你的内心就非常平静啊，这一点是没有任何改变的。
It definitely glorifies Jesus to have that full contentment type of peace that only comes from Him.
如果能够拥有那份源自神的完全满足的平安，唯一就是在荣耀耶稣。
Now, perhaps we may have the ability or the time to share that with another person when they ask, "How can you have peace during such difficult times?"
当别人问你的时候，如果在如此艰难的时候，如何能够才能拥有平安的时候，你或许要或许我们要与他们分享这一点。
Well, number three says, in verse three, he says, he renews my strength. Other versions say he refreshes or restores my soul.
那在诗篇的第二十三章第三节，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
So it comes from Jesus.
那他是从来自耶稣的。
Now, in considering Exodus 15:2, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him."
在埃及记十五章的第二节，耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
Now, when I'm considering my strength or when I'm telling someone, I don't have to quote this, but I could make some similar comments taken from that it's our heart at the time that we're thinking of.
当我在谈论在我的力量的时候，我并不需要就是引用这句经句，但是如果当时我可以我们心里有这样的话，我们可以从中做出一些类似的评论的话，那是更好的。
Patience is something that takes strength for me. Do I hear an amen?
耐心对我来说是也是一种力量。
I was standing in a customer service line the other day, and there was this older couple. You know how older couples are. They were ahead of me.
那前几天呢，我在买东西的时候在排队就有一对年长的夫妇排在我的前头。
They seemed like they barely had the strength to take care of things, and they really hadn't made up their mind what they were doing there anyway. They were debating backwards and forth.
他们看起来很少有耐心去处理这样的事情了，甚至没有拿定主意到底要在干什么，只是就是来回的跟当时的店员在来回的争论。
I was in a hurry, so I was feeling very impatient until Jesus refreshed my mind, and I thanked him for the patience and strength He had given me to stand in line.
当初呢，我有点急事，所以我感到有点不耐烦。然后突然呢，耶稣就让我提醒我，就是他给我了耐心和力量，去耐心的在那等待。
So I just smiled and spoke to them in an encouraging way, and when they left, and they both smiled back.
所以呢，我就对他们抱有微笑并且在他们离开的时候与他们也进行了交谈他们都会有微笑。
I can tell you further where I get my strength, and that's as Isaiah 40:29-31 says.
我还可以进一步去补充我在以赛亚书第四十章二十九节到三十一节是怎么样获得我的力量的。
He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless, even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar like wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint.
以赛亚书第四十章二十九到三十一节疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必然跌倒，但那等待 那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
I have those verses on two plaques, one in English, one in Chinese, because I need reminding.
好，我有两个牌匾呢，这上面记载了这些经文啊，有一个就是英文的，另外有一个是中文的，让他们来提醒我。
Another favorite verse along that line is Philippians 4:13.
另外一个我最喜欢的经文是在腓立比书的第四章十三节。
I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me.
腓立比书第四章十三节，我靠住那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
What it's really saying is anything I do out of strength is because Jesus is renewing my strength.
这句经文讲的是就是我所做的任何事情呢，其实都是因为耶稣在不断的加强我的力量。
That brings us to number four. He guides me along my paths. That's what verse 3 says.
那这样就是引出了第四点，就是诗篇的第二十三章第三节，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So bringing honor, or I can say glory to his name, we really want to see Jesus glorified in all of these things, not just as another thing alongside.
他引导我走我的路啊，并带来荣耀啊，或者我可以这么说，就是荣耀他的名啊。我们真的希望是看到耶稣在所有的事情都能够得到荣耀，而不仅仅是其他事情呢并驾齐驱。
So we can talk about our different paths, such as a career path that we need to be guided along.
我们要讨论一下就是不同的这个职业不同的路径呢。比如说我们在职业生涯中我们的职业生涯也是要需要被引导的。
Now some PhDs may say, I had a lot of studying to do. I had to have a good dissertation for that. I did that all on my own.
有一些博士啊，博士生呢，可能就会说我做了很多大量的研究啊，并为此写了一篇好的文章论文我自己做了所有的这一切。
Of course, there are others among my highly educated brothers and sisters that could say, "Yes, I have a Jesus glorifying PhD."
当然，还有一部分人呢，可能会说，就像在座的受过高等教育的弟兄姐妹是的，那我有一个荣耀主耶稣的博士学位。
Is that what you have, Leo? Yes. That's because you understand everything you have, including your abilities, come from God.
那是因为你明白你所拥有的一切包括你的能力都是来自上帝。
So Jesus glorifying can modify 100 things that you do or have,rather than simply just being one other thing to do.
因此呢，就是我们赞美耶稣可以其实改变你所做的或者说拥有的很多事情，还不仅仅就是一件一件的。
You could say or pray, Lord, I want to have patience, kindness, faithfulness, honesty, and glorify Jesus along those things.
你也可以说就是主啊我想要一些耐心仁慈忠诚诚实并在这些事情同时荣耀耶稣。
Or you could instead think of it this way. Having Jesus glorifying patience, Jesus glorifying kindness, etc.
你也可以这么认为就是你可以只考虑拥有荣耀耶稣的耐心荣耀耶稣的仁慈。
Let me tell you, I really do have to have thinking with my driving like this. The glory of Christ matters in that.
那让我来告诉你的时候，我真的需要是你在开车的时候有这样的想法因为基督的荣耀对我们所做的一切都很重要。
Early in my life, I had a friend from New York City. He said I would make a good taxi driver there. I don't think I should take that as a compliment.
在我年轻的时候呢，我有一个来自纽约的朋友他就告诉我我会在那里成为一位优秀的出租车司机我不认为我应该把这种当作一种恭维。
So there's no part of my life, no matter how insignificant, that doesn't apply, as 1 Corinthians 10:13 says.
其实呢，生活中的每一部分呢，无论是多么的微不足道啊，微不足足道啊，哥林多前书十章第三十一节啊，其实都可以适应。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
哥林多前书十章三十一节是这样说的，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神来行。
I don't think there's any reason I can't have a New Year's resolution just like Jonathan Edwards.
所以我认为我应该有各种理由啊，像啊 Jonathan Edwards 那样许下一个新年愿望。
Well, let's go to number five. How about my courage, protection, and comfort?
好，接下来要讲的是第五点啊，诗篇的第二十三章，第五点，我的勇气、保护和安慰。
Verse 4 says, Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me, your rod and your staff protect and comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even in the darkest of times here on earth, Jesus should be glorified. In fact, the great aim of life and death is to be having a glorifying Jesus.
即使在世上最黑暗的时候啊，耶稣也应该得到荣耀。事实上呢，生与死的伟大，都是荣耀啊，耶稣。
Philippians 1:20 reminds us of that. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage. So that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
在腓立比书啊第一章二十节是这么说的：照着我所切慕的、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我们身上照样显大。
So make no mistake. We all put our faith in Christ, are going to live with Him forever, but from the youngest to the oldest, we're all going to have to die to this world at some point.
毫无疑问呢，所有相信基督的人呢，都将永远与他同在。在座的，无论是年轻的还是年长的，我们都将离开这个世界。
So I can be, it can be a great honor, actually, for us to die a Jesus-glorifying death.
其实呢，以荣耀耶稣的方式离开，对我们来说是莫大的荣幸。
Now, while none of us want to die before our time, so to say, we do have a Jesus-glorifying protection from that, and a Jesus-glorifying comfort when that time comes.
虽然我们都不想在我们的身体所能承受的时间到来之前离去，但可以这么说，在当那个时候来临的时候，作为基督徒的我们呢，有一份耶稣荣耀的保护和安慰。
So for number six, it causes me to think about my spiritual food, which all comes from the great shepherd.
接下来的第六点呢，让我想到我的这个灵粮啊，是来自这个大牧者。
Verse 5 says, You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil.
诗篇23章的第五节，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的腹被满意。
Now this is not talking about having steak dinner every night. You're not in a fancy restaurant, but you are a guest of honor at a very special table.
这并不是说我们在吃着牛排啊，也不是在高档的餐厅啊，还是在一种非常特别的桌子上啊，你是那个贵宾。
This is really looking forward ultimately to a table before prepared for us, as in Revelation 19:7-9.
这就像在启示录第十九章七节到九节中为我们准备的桌子一样。
Revelation 19, 7 through 9. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God.
启示录第十九章七到九节、啊、我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也要自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴、啊、羔羊之宴婚宴的有福了，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Now as for today, as we look at here on earth, and just to point to this idea of spiritual food, let's look at John 4, 31 and 32, where Jesus talks about spiritual food.
今天我们来看一下就是约翰福音第四章、啊、31到32节，这些经文中聊到了、啊、耶稣所讲的属灵的食物。
Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, Rabbi, eat something. But Jesus replied, I have a kind of food you know nothing about.
约翰福音第四章三十一节到三十二节，这期间门徒对耶稣说，拉比请吃。耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。
So this is spiritual food. This greatly affects our prayer life, since many who haven't put their faith in Jesus still ask God. They ask Him for hundreds of things like daily bread, protection, health,joy, a good marriage, a good job.
这耶稣的属灵的食物啊，它极大的影响我们的祷告生活，因为许多没有相信耶稣的人呢、啊，他们仍然向上帝祈求很多东西，比如说每天的面包啊，祈求得到耶稣的保护啊，健康啊，喜乐啊，以及美满的婚姻，还有一份好的工作。
So you really don't need the Holy Spirit working in your life to want those things.
想要得到这些事情，你并不一定啊需要圣灵。其实
，But the key difference for believers is the deep desire that Jesus would be glorified in all these things.
那对呀、啊，信徒生命最主要的区别就是他们渴望耶稣在所有这些事情上得到荣耀。
That way, we should start praying as in 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 through 12.
那这就用、啊、这就是我们应该向、啊、帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章十一到十二节那样的方式祷告。
So Paul says, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may be worthy, that you may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith.We pray this so that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章十一到十二节，因此我们常为你们祷告，让我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀。你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
In other words, we exist, we parent, we work, so that Jesus may be glorified, so that my prayers may be Jesus glorifying prayers.
那换句话说，就是我们之所以存在，我们为人父母，我们工作都是为了荣耀耶稣，所以让我们的祈祷成为荣耀耶稣的祈祷。
So that brings us to 7 of 8, where it mentions my cup of overflowing blessings.
那这接下来讲的就是、啊、是第七点啊，诗篇的第二十三章第五节啊，提到的是使我的福杯满溢。
In years back, my brother, my only brother, was going to be with the Lord. He was going through some hard times, and I would ask him, "How are you doing?"
几年前呢，当我的哥哥经历一些艰难的时刻的时候，我会问他过得怎么样。
he would answer me, I'm drinking from my saucer. Some people put their coffee cup on a saucer. So that was his way of saying, my cup overflows.
他是这么回答我的，我在用碟子喝水啊。有些人呢就会把那个咖啡杯啊放在碟子上面，这是他表达这个我的福杯满意的一种方式。
So perhaps we may be able to share that with another person when they ask, how can you have peace? No, I'm sorry. How can you have, what's your secret, for instance, to a lifelong marriage? Pat and I just celebrated our 55th anniversary the other day. And we would say it's a Jesus glorifying anniversary.
几天前啊。Pat 和我度过了我们荣耀基督耶稣的55周年纪念日，有人就会问了，你的婚姻的秘诀是什么呢？我们会很快的回答，其实没有什么秘诀。
So if someone said, "Well, what's your secret to a lifelong marriage?" We could quickly answer, "It's no secret."
I already did. Please move on. I already did.
Okay. We may very easily think of it or talk about it as a Jesus glorifying marriage. He put that in our cup.
我们很自然的就将其视为荣耀耶稣的婚姻他把那个放在我们的杯子里面。
Now, I may be tempted to say, my life is like this because I read a good self-help book and I applied the principles.
将我的生活描述成这样可能有点诱人因为我读了一本自助书self-help book 并且把这些原则就是应用到我的这个生活当中
We could even say, well, I kept reading the Bible and that really did it through the years of struggles
我们甚至可以说我一直在研读圣经即使在很多年有时候我们挣扎的时候我们也会确实在一直读 研读圣经
So reading the Bible is a good thing, but the truth is you have a cup overflowing with blessings because the great shepherd poured those blessings into your cup.
研读圣经是一件非常好的事情。事实上呢，你有一个装满恩典的杯子，这些恩典都来自大牧者。
Now again, my brother, who is with the Lord,was very outspoken with me or a complete stranger that would ask him, how are you doing? He would say, I'm blessed by Jesus.
我的兄长他现在已经安息主怀了但是就是他曾经对我说他被耶稣恩待他也用这样一句话来回答其他陌生人的提问当他们问他问我的心脏你好吗的时候他就用这句话来慢慢回答他他被耶稣恩待
Yeah, we don't have to say something every time that subject comes up but I would like to think I have it fresh on my mind if the opportunity does come up
每当有一件事发生的时候我都不必说些什么但如果有机会的话我还是把它牢记在心
Finally, number 8Last but not least, for the 23rd Psalm, is my eternal life with Jesus.
最后是第八点，就是诗篇的第23章我在耶稣里的永恒生命。
Verse 6 says, Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
诗篇的第23章第六节，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着你。我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
What are the days of your life? Maybe you used to think 70 or 80 years. No, when you put your faith in Jesus, you began your eternal life with him.
你生命中的每一天过得怎么样呢？也许你考虑的是70岁或者是80岁的时候，其实当你相信耶稣的时候，你就开始了与耶稣基督的永恒的生命。
His goodness and unfailing love is pursuing you right now in your days on earth. And furthermore, you will live in his house forever.
他的良善和永恒的爱将伴随你在地上的日子也将伴随你在天国的日子。
Well, Even then, when we're asked how we could say that, we may be tempted to say, because I had the good sense to put my faith in him.
当被问到为什么我们可以这么说的时候，我们可能会想啊，因为我们必是凭着良知相信他。
I would rather think and say because he gave me the free, totally undeserved gift of Jesus glorifying eternal life.
我宁愿说，因为他给了我免费、完全不配得的礼物，那就是荣耀耶稣的永恒生命。
So as I conclude my message, this message on prayer, please pray for me in this new year that I will keep this resolution on my mind and my heart.
所以呢，就是当我们结束这篇信息的时候，请为我祷告，尤其是为我新一年的愿望祷告，我将这一愿望铭记在我心中。
And I pray for you this year will be full of Jesus glorifying joy, Jesus patience, Jesus glorifying love, Jesus glorifying faithfulness.
我也为你们所有的人祷告，今年将充满荣耀耶稣的喜乐，耐心，荣耀耶稣的爱和荣耀耶稣的果子。Again,
I'll leave you with this final note, just a little different maybe way of thinking of thoughts like worship.
那最后我要给大家的一点就是，我可以将这些想法延伸到敬拜当中。
Somehow or another, we've gotten in the idea that worship is something we do on Sundays.
那我们可能有这样的想法，礼拜其实就是在星期天的事情。
We could take that even further in the wrong direction by saying that worship on Sundays is only when we sing together.
对，我们说星期天的敬拜只是我们在一起唱歌，那可能会就是往我们的这个错误的方向走得更远。
No, our worship is 24/7. But it does become special when we gather with each other to worship.
其实我们的敬拜应该是一周七天，每天24小时。其实当我们聚在一起敬拜的时候，它会变得非常的特别。So
then we can say that we share in Jesus, worshiping, fellowship, singing, teaching, praying, all those things.
我们也可以说我们在分享敬拜耶稣的团契啊。 颂赞呀，然后教导啊，以及祈祷。
So let's have some Jesus glorifying and worshiping prayer together right now.
那接下来让我们一起在祷告中赞美耶和耶稣和敬拜他。Father,
we do pray together. I pray that our hearts are together on this, that we want to see you glorified in all things. And maybe just a different way of thinking about that is seeing that that's not a separate thing in our life. That is all through life. Everything that we do or that we have is about glorifying you. So, we don't have to have an English lesson for this, or we don't have to change our words, but pray that you change our heart, that you fully give us that heart to glorify you and to want to see your glory and want the world to see your glory in everything around us. We give you thanks that that is the life that you've given us. We say that in Jesus' name. Amen.